Governor Doyle has signed a bill that names the state trails the Aldo Leopold Legacy Trail System. State Senator Mark Miller is the main author of the measure, which had wide bipartisan backing. The Dane County Democrat acknowledges that Leopold was not closely connected with recreational trails.
No, but he did have a lot to do with exposing the world and educating citizens all over the world and governments all over the world about the importance of wild places and the importance they have both as recreational as well as a natural resource for maintaining our economy. And I think that the trails are a way that we as citizens and as visitors to the state of Wisconsin can appreciate the heritage of not only our state but also the heritage that Aldo Leopold left for us.
There are 42 state trails covering more than 1,700 miles. Miller says existing trail segments will keep their names. He says there will be a minimal cost for signs that mention the Leopold Trail System. Miller says it's his intent that the system name will only apply to non-motorized trails. The state also has developed trails for people on all-terrain vehicles and snowmobiles, as the increased interest in being on a trail has occasionally led to user conflicts. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.